All right, welcome back to the show. Mark Asher, John Gambadoro. Glad you guys could be with us here on Sports 620 KTAR as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. The Phoenix Suns with a huge win yesterday over their rival, the Lakers, 118-111 over at the U.S. Airways Center. Obviously, Shaquille O'Neal, big game as he scores 33. And, of course, our next guest had a fantastic game, maybe one of his best as a Phoenix Sun, 26 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals to go with that as well. He, of course, is Matt Barnes, and he joins us right now on Sports 620 KTAR. Matt, Mark, and John, how you doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing excellent. That was fun yesterday, man. And I know as fans watching the game, we had a blast. I would imagine as a player, that's one of those games you like to get into. A bitter rival, national television, and I thought you guys played one of your best games in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a while since we beat a real quality team, and, you know, there are a lot of talks about, you know, scoring a lot of points against, you know, the lower half of the NBA. So it was definitely good to get out there and play well against, you know, considerably the best team in the league.
I think the key to the game really was, you know, you knew they were going to make a run. They did it at the start of the third quarter. Kobe got hot. He's hitting bank shots. He's hitting three-pointers. He's scoring off of turnovers. And those guys took the lead on you, 75-70. I mean, you were up by 10, and all of a sudden you blink, and they're up by 5. But I thought you guys really came back and played well after that, went on a run of your own. You got the lead back. I thought that's where you guys won the game.
Definitely. You know, you got to, against any great team, you got to stay poised. You know they're going to make runs throughout the game. And, you know, and Kobe, you know, being the best player on the planet, you know, he's going to get hot at any time. So, you know, our job was just to try to, you know, make him work, you know, for those points. He had 49 points, but he took 38 shots. So I feel, you know, we collectively, you know, did an effort just to, you know, kind of make him work for those shots, even though he did have a lot of points.
You know, and contributions by everybody. I want to give Robin Lopez a lot of credit. The block shot on Farmar at the end of the third quarter, you grabbed the ball, you outlet it to LB. He scores at the buzzer to put you guys up by 10. I mean, you had a bunch of you guys having a role in that. Lopez with the block, you with the pass, and LB with the shot at the buzzer to lay in. I mean, that was another big play in the game.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that, you know, Gentry's, you know, installed on everyone is, you know, now with him at the helm that, you know, everyone needs to be ready. You know, we're going back to the old Phoenix Sun style where we're going to get up and down. And, you know, we're going to need a lot of bodies, so it's good that, you know, everyone's mentally prepared to be in the game, you know, whether it's 3 minutes or 15 minutes, just for everyone to stay ready. And, you know, Robin and everyone who came off the bench last night did a great job.
How much was a coaching change needed? You've alluded to the fact that Alvin's got you guys playing a type of basketball that you want to play, and obviously that wasn't the case with Terry. How much was that change needed?
You know, the politicking about, you know, coaching changes, you know, I really try not to get into. You know, my job is here to come out and play hard. But, you know, the organization made a change they felt was, you know, best for the team. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, without, we're 6-2. You know, we're not really looking in the past. We're definitely looking forward. You know, we're still fighting to get in the playoffs. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good battle all the way to the end.
You know, it's interesting when Shaquille O'Neal is playing the way he's played the last couple of games. I mean, he was just unbelievable on Friday against Toronto, kept it going again yesterday against the Lakers, and that opens a lot of things up. I mean, when you got the big man down low gaining all that attention, it does open up a lot of the looks. And you were hot yesterday from beyond the arc, 5 of 7. Your late three was one of the biggest ones. You kind of made a funny face after you made it, like, uh-oh, this is on. And, you know, that's the kind of things that Shaquille O'Neal can still do. And he's kind of, I think he's a little myth that people are like, oh, Shaq's back. He's like, Shaq never went anywhere.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, Shaq makes the game easy for everybody else on the court, you know, including myself. And, you know, we owe a lot to what we get offensively due to him. Like you said, it's two or three guys paying attention to him really at all times. And, you know, all he tells us to do is either cut or spot up and make shots. And, you know, our team did a good job of doing that yesterday.
You know, I think with everything that's happened to you guys in the last couple of weeks, I mean, there was all the trade talks. I mean, even your name came up. Everyone's name came up a little bit in all the rumors. Obviously, they all ended up just being rumors. No one got dealt. Then, of course, the next day, Amari goes down. And then Nash rolls the ankle, and he goes down. Is it up to guys like Shaquille O'Neal and maybe even yourself and Grant Hill to kind of keep the optimism and the attitude going in the right direction with all the bad things that have happened to you guys in the last couple of weeks?
You know, absolutely. It's been a roller coaster since I've got here from day one, you know, with the changing of the coach and, you know, changing of the style of play to, you know, changing of another, you know, having Gentry come in now, fighting through injuries, fighting through, you know, playing time. There's been a lot of obstacles on our way, but, you know, we got to stay positive. There's still, you know, 25 games left, something like that. And, you know, we still have a lot of talent, you know, minus Amari and Steve. So, you know, hopefully we get Steve back this road trip coming up and, you know, we can hold it down until Amari gets back. But, you know, with the older players, our job is definitely, like you said, stay optimistic and, you know, let everyone know that we're going to make the playoffs. You know, we got to believe in ourselves before we can, you know, before anyone else will. And, you know, we got to take it game by game and go out there and get it done.
We are visiting with Matt Barnes of the Phoenix Suns. He had 26 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists yesterday. Also 3 steals as the Suns down the Lakers 118-111 over at the U.S. Airways Center. Hey, you guys go against these guys all the time in practice, and you know about Lou Amundsen and Jared Dudley, you know, even though he came over kind of midway through. You know, for some of us and some of the fans are like, wow, these guys can really play. I have a feeling you guys as players knew that these guys could play a while ago, didn't you?
Oh, we both, you know, since day one, you know, Lou's really established himself as a solid, you know, guy that hustles, will do anything for the team, and Jared is the exact same way. Jared always seems to be in the right place at the right time. You know, Goran had an up-and-down start with Coach Porter. You know, now he's kind of settled in, playing well. You know, Robin is there when we need him. So, I mean, we have a very deep team. You know, tough start of the other night against the Lakers in that 18 points. So, we have a very deep team, you know, not with big names that everyone would recognize, but with guys that could definitely play, and they're definitely going to help us down the stretch.
Matt, you were on the court with all those young guys to start that fourth quarter. Goran, Dudley, Lopez, Lou was out there, too, with you. And they got, I mean, they just started raining threes. Ariza hit one. Juricic hits one. Ariza hits another one. All of a sudden, you know, that 10-point lead has dwindled down to 2 after Powell scores. And at that point, Gentry says, okay, I'm sure he would have liked to have gotten the starters a little bit more rest. But over 10 minutes left in the game, he brought back Shaq and JR and LB and Hill, and you stayed on the court. What do you think happened there? Because Kobe wasn't on the court to start that fourth either.
You know what I think happened was, you know, it was a good thing, really, to Kobe. You know, not to say that he had a bad game, but, you know, him taking so many shots really took the ball out of the rest of their guys' hands, and they really never got a chance to go get going. So, you know, with Kobe on the bench, you know, those guys were like, you know, this is our time to shine. And they did a great job. You got to take your hats off to their reserve. You know, and our reserve really never got a chance to get their feet up under them. You know, the Lakers came out so hot in that fourth quarter that, you know, Coach was forced to go back with the starters. You know, that, you know, that small stretch, you know, our people coming off the bench have really done a good job.
You got Orlando, Miami, San Antonio coming up. You guys are still on the outside looking in. That's one big win over the Lakers, but I'm sure you guys are talking about it. That's just not going to be enough. You're going to have to beat some of these other really good teams if you want to make the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got a very tough schedule, you know, along with the road trip you just mentioned. We have Dallas and Cleveland, so, you know, we got to definitely have our work cut out. We know what's in front of us. We got to take it one game at a time. You know, hope we stay healthy. You know, hope Steve comes back this trip. And, you know, really just stay focused because, you know, we have the talent and we can definitely make the playoffs. Our job is just going to go out there and we got to get these big wins against these good teams.
Hey, it seems like Kobe was whining a little bit out there. I mean, you hit him pretty hard on one play and other guys were knocking him around a little bit. Was that the case?
You know, not whining. I mean, he was getting hit hard. You know, I mean, I know I tried to hit him hard. I know he got, you know, two through from LB. You know, it's just a physical game out there, and, you know, when he's got it going, you got to try to, you know, rough him up a little bit, you know, get a little physical, you know, and, you know, try to just slow his momentum down any way possible. But he did a good job of staying focused. I mean, he did all he can do. He had 49 points. You know, it just wasn't enough last night against us, though.
All right, you guys have had a good run over there at UCLA. You guys going to be able to pull through in this tournament here in a couple weeks?
I don't know. I mean, I've been checking them out lately. They've been a little up and down, but, you know, hopefully they'll be ready when the big lights come on and, you know, they do well.
Wow, look at all the guys that they put in the NBA the last, you know, 5-6 years. It's hard to keep that run going, but they're still a formidable team. Ben's doing a nice job up there. All right, Matt. Well, hey, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck on this road trip, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Matt Barnes of the Phoenix Suns. A great game. Maybe his best game as a Phoenix Sun yesterday. The guy was absolutely on fire from beyond the arc, hit 5 three-pointers. Grab rebounds, was dishing. You know, these other guys have to step up. Grant Hill had double-digit assists. You know, you had Matt Barnes with 7 assists in the game against the Lakers. These guys are stepping up in the absence of Steve Nash in the last couple of games, and they need to do that.
There's no doubt. I mean, the play of Shaquille O'Neal has been nothing short of spectacular in these last couple of games. And, you know, absolutely dominant against Toronto and dominant against the Lakers. Gasol had a hard time, and, you know, he looks quicker. He's getting the ball, and he's making his move right away. He had some spin moves to the basket. He had some hook shots. He had some dunks. He just, you know, he looks like he's nimble out there, you know? for a big guy, when he gets that ball down low in the paint, you know, he's had some fancy footwork that has allowed him to get to the get to the basket and score. So Shaq has just done a tremendous job. But, you know, contributions from everybody. Dudley coming in, hitting a couple of free throws, knocking down a three-pointer. I really like the way Dudley plays. Amundsen was terrific again last night. A block shot on Ariza. And they had a couple of really, really big block shots. Lopez had one, and JR had one, and Lou had one. And, you know, I really like the way they played defense against the Lakers yesterday.
All right, 602-230-0620 is the phone number. This schedule that's coming up, I mean, John just kind of rambled it off. Are you kidding me? At Orlando, followed up by back-to-back at Miami. Shaq going back to Miami for the first time. Then they go to Houston. Then they have San Antonio on the road, only to come back home and play Dallas and Cleveland in a couple nights. And then Oklahoma City's your break in there. These next six games could dictate what the Phoenix Suns are going to do.
Well, we thought these nine games would dictate it. And so far on the nine-game stretch, they've lost to the Lakers, they've beaten the Lakers, and they've beaten Toronto.
Right.
So they're 2-1 in the nine-game stretch in which they play eight teams with winning records.
Which you'll take.
Absolutely.
2-1 against the Lakers twice, 2-1 and then Toronto, you'll take that.
I'm hoping for 5-4 overall. 6-3 would be fantastic.
Beat Miami, maybe beat Houston, or beat, I don't think you're going to beat Orlando. I don't think you're beating Orlando, and I don't think you're beating San Antonio.
You know,
beat Dallas here.
It depends on how this team plays. You get Nash back right now. This team has played really good basketball. They're 6-2. Since Gentry's taken over as coach. So I don't want to say they can't. I didn't think they'd beat the Lakers. Neither did you, and they did. Without Steve Nash, no Amari, they beat the Lakers. Who would have thunk that?
All right, 602-230-0620 is the phone number. It's Gamble and Nash, Sports 620, KTAR.